Movie, film, 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 film,
treat or a podcast trick. Stay tuned and all will be revealed. You're listening to Movie.
Movie.
Film.
Film. It's the podcast where we pick a flick and decide if it's a movie or a film.
Yeah, once in a while.
I'm Nate, and I am the who when you call who's there.
I'm Terrell, and I hope they keep hell hot for you.
And I'm Anthony, and something that one lives with like an albatross round the neck. No, more like a millstone, a plumbing stone, by God damn them all.
It's the lighthouse.
It's
no,
Shrek.
No, but it's a, that's
you
a
were
good,
doing a lighthousey
that's a good
voice,
guess.
And there's like some talk about albatross. In
that's
the,
a good guess because there is a lighthouse involved in this. There's actually.
I already
this,
had my guess. What's your guess?
I said Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah. I just need to throw something out there.
No, the fog.
The fog. Yeah. Ooh, you told me about that. Yeah. I'm gonna watch it soon. Yeah.
About my rewatch.
Yeah. And where's mine's from?
I hope they keep hell hot for you. I don't know, like a Nightmare on Elm Street or something.
Oh, you! I almost picked a quote from there, but I went with Creepshow instead. Yeah,
you? I don't know.
No one even has a guess for me.
Oh my goodness!
Say it again. Yours is the first one. I already forgot.
If it's a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
quote from Ghoul.
Oh, I was going to say Shrek again.
We're doing our third Halloween podcast. Third annual Halloween podcast.
Yeah, it's a thing.
We made it to the 2018 Halloween.
We did it.
Brought to you by 2021.
Let's hear the trailer. There's no trailer. Look it up on YouTube if you need to. Sorry. Back to the podcast. Halloween is a 2018 American slasher directed by David Gordon Green and written by Green, Jeff Bradley, and Danny McBride. It's the 11th installment in the Halloween series and a sequel to the 1978 picture of the same name. It says film of the same name. Did we call it a film? Anyone
like
remember from
have.
2 years ago?
I don't remember.
We
I
might
was
have.
Gonna re-listen too. It seems filmy. It's filmic,
yeah.
If you will.
You know what's stupid? Why does the sequel have the same title as the first movie?
Yeah.
If it's a sequel to 1978 Halloween, why is it also called Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's becoming common, though.
You think about Scream?
Yeah. Scream just being Scream now.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that also.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a reboot.
Yeah. Right. Huh.
I don't know. Halloween Kills.
It makes it really difficult to talk about, because when you're like, oh yeah, and Halloween, it's like, which one?
Yeah, 2018.
Well, we're going to be talking about the 2018 one. If you want to hear about the 2005, is that what it was?
Yeah,
the Rob Zombie one.
Yeah,
listen to last year's Halloween.
Yeah,
if you want to listen to the 1978 one,
there are three Halloweens.
Listen to the 2 years ago Halloween.
There's probably going to be a fourth one.
Oh, no. Halloween Begins.
Halloween.
Halloween Again.
Halloween Again.
Yeah, so it's a nice little tradition. We had to take a hiatus from our hiatus to get this in.
Yeah, to get this one in. It's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to wait till next Halloween.
Mm-mm. Right.
Though I don't know what we're going to do.
What we're going to do for next Halloween? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right?
Halloween 2, I guess. And then
Halloween
that's
2.
Like the year after the zombie, the Halloween 2, and then Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We got plans.
Things are being thought of. Any, like, opening thoughts you want to share about 2018 Halloween before we just dive in?
I mean, should we like touch on the like the retconning of all the other sequels?
Yeah, that was a big issue I had coming into this in 2018.
Yeah, I remember you were upset.
I was very upset. I was in that theater like with the worst attitude. Because I was just like, I love the, you know, in Halloween 2, the one after 1970, so what, like 1979, 1980, where when she's in that hospital, she learns that they are siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes canon throughout that they are brother and sister. And that what makes, you know, the connection so special and why he like hunts her. And then with this one, they took that away.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, so what's the point?
I like Halloween 3.
Season of the Witch. And
I guess technically it could exist in the same. I'm choosing to believe that it does.
Right. It kind of does.
It's just, you know, Halloween 3 is also canon, if you will.
Yeah, it's always canon because it's always a standalone on its mm-hmm. own.
So yeah. There's my feelings about recognizing sequels.
But I will say, after Halloween Kills, I'm a little bit more on board with whatever they're doing. Yeah. More on board with it.
All right.
Yeah.
No retcon feelings.
No, nothing.
No.
Okay.
Because like the movies.
I got some notes in here that we'll get to when the stuff comes up.
It comes up.
Okay. Cool.
So we begin on October 29th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 40 years following Michael Myers' killing spree in Haddonfield, Illinois. He's institutionalized.
Yeah, tucked away.
And he's about to be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it
to transfer?
I mean, we know. We're going to get to it. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. We meet the new Loomis right away.
New Loomis.
His name is Dr. It starts with Sartain. But it's like Satan.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Satan.
And in my notes, he's new Loomis.
He's new Loomis.
Well, I mean, she literally says it.
You're the new Loomis, yeah. Love that.
He was a student of Dr. Loomis.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the same.
He too is obsessed Loomis. With Michael Myers.
In a different way.
Right.
Yeah. Where Loomis knew that, you know, at a point he had to be killed. This guy's just like, no, let's not do that.
Let me study him.
Let me see.
What he doesn't have to be killed. He has to kill.
Yeah, he has to kill. And then I want to kill.
What makes this guy tick? Mm. That's what I want to know.
Emotionally. What are his emotions?
Mm.
Yeah.
I like how, I guess this is a thought on the retcon, and I like how this movie like makes fun of the idea that people would be interested in the stuff that the Rob Zombie movie is interested in.
Yeah.
Like, so we meet our true crime podcasters from across the pond, Aaron and Dana, and you know they want to find some depth in the 1978 babysitter murders, as they're referred to in the picture, and it's like, yeah, we get it that you care to advance your podcasting career, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, no one
we
else
know
cares.
What's going to happen to them soon.
Yeah,
no one else cares.
Yeah, it's like we're like, okay, these are our first victims. Like, as soon as we see these people.
Right. He kind of taunts Michael, too. It's kind of a... He has no idea what's in store.
Oh, yeah, because he brought the mask.
He steps, like, right up to the line, too.
Yeah, right up to the line he can't cross. And the mask does something to, you know... The other inmates.
Yeah.
They start to act out. They start to make noise. The dog starts to bark. There's like this force.
But Mike is like stone cold.
Stone cold still, like not moving at all.
Yeah, we get that swelling of patients making noises. And then that brings us to the opening credits, which are really cool.
The opening credits are always pretty cool. Just like the lantern. Burning.
But I like how they, you know.
This one is like a rotten pumpkin coming back to life.
Yeah.
The story coming back to life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the decomposition in reverse.
Yeah, we love that.
Works with the thematics and that wonderful Halloween theme.
Yeah.
And that font.
We open up to Haddonfield, Illinois. And he's talking into his recorder while they drive about two monsters separated into isolation and how he wants to bring these two monsters together. We learn that the other monster that he started talking about, of course, is Laurie Strode. And we see just how isolated she is.
Yeah.
because they pull up to what I would call it a compound.
I think that's what they call it too, right? Like, yeah. Laurie's compound.
Yeah. Just heavily gated.
Her cage.
Yeah, her cage.
Ooh. Or is it a trap?
We'll see. She has to buzz the men, but
cage trap.
She only lets them in because they offer her $3,000.
Yeah, you gotta, and that's the Our Lady podcaster is like, all right, let's cut to the chase.
We got $3,000. Kind of a dick, kind of dickish. Just like, we don't pay for an interview, and she's just like, no, she's not gonna talk to you without.
Journalistic integrity or something.
Well, it was a waste of $3,000 because
they didn't get much.
This is one of those moments that I enjoyed where Laura's just like, there's nothing more to learn, no new insights or discovery.
Yeah, she's like, he's a murderer, I'm a train wreck, and that's it.
We're not related, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She was divorced twice. Mm-hmm. She lost custody of her daughter Karen at age 12 mm-hmm. when her daughter was at age 12. And she kicks out the podcasters.
Yeah, get them out of here.
Get out, but also give me my money.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to meet her her daughter, who stayed in Haddonfield, Illinois.
It seems like...
And has a daughter of her own named Allison.
Yes.
And they've got some stuff going on.
They do.
I forget the what's Allison's dad's name?
Ray.
Ray. So he's like setting up a mousetrap. So we get like the little like, oh, he's trying to be a killer, but
he's setting
he gets
little
peanut
traps.
Butter on his penis.
Yeah.
Ray's like a goofy dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're got a dinner to meet Allison's boyfriend, and Allison really wants grandmother to come.
Yeah. But Karen, mother, is kind of like BSing her. Kind of like, yeah, I reached out, but she's not going to be able to make it. Same old, same old.
She didn't reach out.
She didn't. Allison later reveals to her friends, Vicky and Dave, that she reached out to them and that she's hoping that she will come through.
Yeah, and in her conversation with her friends, they just outright dismiss Laurie being related to Michael. We're like... one of the people characters brings it up, and Allison says, "No, it's just a rumor, a stupid rumor.
Yeah,
people made it up.
Yeah, really, it's Dave that's dismissal of it.
So at this
the guy friend,
at this point, were you just fuming in your seat?
In my seat?
Like, how dare you?
Yeah, no, I was fuming.
This at blasphemy.
Okay, so I had a different experience today, but like when I was in the theater watching it, and it was like he was like he had the mask in his hand, and he's like, "Look at it," and there's that cut. I hated that cut. And from that moment on, I was just like, ugh, like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then them making fun of like the whole sister thing. And, and what was the other like self-referential, like we're retconning the sequels.
The one I said was all I had in my notes.
Yeah. The it was one earlier that you said.
Oh, Laurie.
Laurie said.
Saying there's no new insights or discoveries.
It seems like they're really taking shots at you, Terrell.
They were.
You specifically.
Me personally. It was personal. I was like, okay. All right.
What's his name? Dave?
Yes.
He puts a cherry bomb in a pumpkin. It explodes. And on that that sound of the explosion, we cut to Allison's boyfriend scaring her in the locker.
Yeah,
it's this thing that horror movies do where like before like the horror begins, they do these like fake jump scares that are just people surprising each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, it's spooky season, so
it's
like,
edited well and it like gets you started, it gets it going, but like
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also meet Oscar.
Yeah, that's
Cameron's best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think initially he was the only character that I liked and then kind of felt sorry for.
He was like
really?
Their
yeah.
He's like their TJ Miller, but like
Yeah.
Right. Like
that's or their Danny McBride, which
right.
A lot of the character, I mean, I'm surprised that people were surprised that he wrote this movie because so many characters sound like Kenny Powers or whatever the name of his character in Vice Principals or The Righteous Gemstone. They just sound like Danny McBride.
Right.
Yeah.
We cut to something that this movie does a lot of, which is kind of just like being like, ooh, remember this scene, but a little different. So we get the classic classroom scene where Allison is by the window and she stares out and she sees someone, but instead of it being Michael, it's Lori this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get one of those classroom lessons where to the theme.
Yeah.
Talking about hopeful interpretation of finding meanings amid one's suffering. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very nice.
Yeah. In the next scene, she meets her grandmother outside.
Grandmother
Lori.
Do you think they workshopped different names for Allison to call Lori and settled on grandmother?
I think grandmother like really communicates the like disconnect, you know, that it's like she's not really in her life. So like if like it would be like a more familiar name if she saw a lot of her. So yeah. Grandmother is like the formal, you
it's
know
so
what I mean?
Plain.
No, it's just their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No gams, no exactly. Grandma even.
Yeah, no Nana.
Yeah, it's distance.
Yeah.
I really like noticed it towards the end when she's shouting, "Grandmother! Grandmother!"
I'm surprised she just didn't call her Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like the kind of thing that estranged.
But they really wanted to like let you know that this is her blood.
Yeah, like it establishes the relationship in like more than one way.
Yeah.
Like the quality of the relationship and also just like reminds you that that's her grandmother.
She gives her an envelope full of money and tells her to do something fun with it, like go to Mexico or something.
Yeah, go travel. Get far away from here.
Yeah, like move on, or like, oh, your mother will be mad but she'll move on. And then she's like, well, why won't you move on from what happened 40 years ago?
And then we cut to target practice where Laurie's got a gun shooting dummies headshot after headshot.
There's one way she can move on.
She's battle ready. She's giving very much like Sarah Connor in her tank top, guns and her gloves.
Ooh, this was like a the like Terminator, that also came out around this time, didn't it? Or maybe like a year later.
Yeah.
This was like a big time for like bringing back the badass ladies.
Chimney still got it. But for Lori, this is a very different like characterization of her from 40 years ago, at least, if that's the retcon.
Yeah, she's not going to drop the knife this time.
No,
she's holding on to the knife.
Yeah, and she's not going to like walk halfway out the room and then slide down the wall with the killer still in the room behind her. So, very different person.
Podcasters are in a motel room researching, listening to some Loomis tapes, wherein he recommends death for Michael.
Yeah. He, like, he needs to die, repeats over and over, kind of distortedly.
And then incinerate the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see a bit of Michael's face. We see he has a whited out eye from when he got the hanger in it from the first one.
Mm.
Yeah, so we see he still has his scars.
And he's being transferred.
Yeah, he's being loaded onto the bus.
And Lori is waiting outside with her gun and her booze.
Yeah.
And she's nervous. You can tell by the way that she drinks her booze.
Yeah.
Real shaky.
She's scared. She even lets out a scream, and that becomes the cut.
Oh.
Cameron Dad is Lonnie.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't really matter to me the first time watching this because I didn't really know who Lonnie was. Then we get a point in Halloween Kills to show you who Lonnie is. So. Yeah. Watching and you're just like, oh, okay, so I guess that's why this is
they
important.
Saved all the flashbacks for the sequel. All the flashbacks. So yeah, we got dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Lori does join and she comes right in and steals her daughter's wine and just starts drinking it.
Yeah, and she won't sit down. She's being so like antsy. But then they start to like kind of bark at her.
They're so mean.
They're so mean. They do not listen to her. She has like these concerns. Like she's like, I'm trying, like she's trying to express her feelings of like her, like of her fear, of nervousness. And they're kind of like, you know, just let it go. Just get over it. Just blah, 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 blah. And you know, she's just like, oh God, you know, she just gets up and walks away. And then Karen's just like, see, I told you. I told you. Yeah. I'm glad you saw it for yourself. It was like, you guys just did this to her because you wouldn't listen to her. Because they're tired of listening to her, I suppose. You know?
Yeah. So, New Loomis gets on the bus with Michael because he wants to see it through. And we get to see the events through the eyes of Michael's next victims, which is a father and son.
You skipped a little ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
I missed this.
You missed this? I was just going to say, after Lori walks out, Allison runs after her and holds her. Mm. And so they have that really special moment where you see like the only person that is emotionally there for Lori is her granddaughter who wants a connection with her. But her mother is like over it. And then when she comes back, Karen talks to Allison about like, you have no idea what my childhood was like. And then we get a glimpse of that. We see her as a child setting traps, shooting, fighting, punching a bag. So we see that, you know, she was prepared.
Yeah.
She got a tough upbringing. And so we start to understand maybe why Karen is the way she is as well.
She's still mean. I feel bad for Lori.
Yeah. Father and son.
He just wants to dance. You know?
Who? The son. Yeah, the son really wants to dance. Really, I love that.
It's really important to him.
Yeah. He's like, Dad, I love you. He loves
hanging out with him.
I want to like hunt with you, yeah. But like I could be in dance class right now. Yeah.
If you like that dynamic, you should check out the movie Danny McBride wrote called Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter. Starring Josh Brolin as the dad and maybe even that kid. I don't know who plays the kid in that. But it's just about a father and son on a hunting trip.
And the son wants to dance?
He's like sensitive.
Okay, true.
He's not as into the hunting as the dad is. I actually don't recommend it. It's their worst movie. Oh. But
they stop. They come to a screeching halt, and we see a bunch of people in white clothing similar to what they were wearing. Yeah, what they were wearing in the beginning. We see the bus is like has been derailed. So Michael is out there somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's happening again. Yeah.
The kid calls 911, tells them where they are, goes out after his dad with a gun, goes on the bus, shoots Dr. Satan.
Yeah.
Goes back to the car because now he's scared. He shot someone. Holy shit. And Michael, classically in the back seat, kills a kid.
Kills a kid.
Not very common for Michael to kill a kid.
Yeah.
He killed this one.
He had a gun. It was self-defense.
It was. Right.
So, yeah, Michael's got wheels now. Mm-hmm. So he's got a way back to Haddonfield.
Yep.
We meet Deputy Hawkins, who arrested Michael in 1978, as we all know from the flashbacks in the sequel to this movie.
Yeah. Makes a little more sense.
He's playing Back to the Future pinball when he's called on the scene. So that's, you know, like that's a little nudge. Like
a little wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get to see the aftermath of the violence with the father and son. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Pretty brutal crime scene.
All the officers are dead. He finds Dr. Satan on the bus. And then we get the title card, October 31st.
Hey, that's Halloween. God, that's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's in a few days.
It's the morning, and the podcasters are visiting Judith Myers' grave.
Also familiar. Happens in the first one.
Yep.
The lady showing them is in Halloween Kills, so I found that interesting. But look at that. I didn't know she was going to come back and be important.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, she wasn't, but you know.
She's a body.
Yeah, she's part of that body count.
And Michael's watching him
mm-hmm.
from yes, behind a tree.
Yep. Classic Mike.
We get some flashbacks in this scene of him killing his sister.
Remember that?
Remember him stabbing his sister in the tit?
Oh, yeah, we do get that.
Yeah.
We meet Sheriff Barker, who I guess we'll have to wait for Halloween Ends to see why this character exists. Does he doesn't do anything in either two movies, right?
And he really didn't do anything.
But
in
he's got
Halloween
that
Kills.
Hat, so it's like
he's so cool.
They're trying to make him. Yeah, they're trying to make him like
when
an
he
icon.
Walks in a room. Yeah.
But what's he doing? What is he adding to either of these?
Just you know,
being the sheriff.
Yeah, just doing sheriff stuff.
Yeah, staying alive.
Until they're just saving him.
They're saving him.
They're just saving him for the next one.
Yeah. He's going to kill Mike.
That's my note on Sheriff Barker.
Yeah.
He says, what are we going to do? Cancel Halloween?
Ha 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 ha. Yeah, kind of just laughs it off. The journalists
mechanics go to the podcast.
Right. The journalists go to a mechanic shop. Feels familiar.
Yeah. I know who's going to wear that.
Right?
Yep.
She's got to like, she says she has to like poop or something.
Yeah, she has to go.
Then
take
she
a
has
piss.
To go. I think she specifically says like number two.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was funny. And I was like, oh, wow. They're very open.
Yeah. At that gas station, you see the evangelical van with like Resurrection on the side. And that's from Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah.
Resurrection.
There's an Easter egg.
Oh. Michael pulls up beside
a Halloween egg. A Halloween candy.
What?
I don't know. Is
a,
that
like a treat?
I'm trying
like
something.
A Kinder egg?
Because like it's an Easter egg, but this right. is
yeah.
Halloween.
Is it a candy corn?
Sure.
Yeah.
So Dana's taking a shit, right?
Someone enters.
And then the shape comes in. By the way, he's credited as the shape in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's the original, shape. Which is cool.
Yeah. Because they're doing a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We mostly just see his shape blurred out most of the time when if he's unmasked.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in and he starts checking all the...
He's got those heavy footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah. And he finally gets to her and tries opening. She's like, hey, someone's in here. And he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Look at these teeth I got.
Yeah, Aaron's the male podcaster in the mart part of the gas station. Mm-hmm. And he sees the cashier that previously pointed Dana to the bathroom. Now it looks like his jaw was removed.
Ripped.
And I guess it's his teeth that are dropped over the stall door. Mm-hmm. To and Dana.
And we see another mechanic in his undergarments, meaning that Michael has his uniform back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's about to get his mask, too, out of the podcaster's car after he kills them.
Mm-hmm. How else would you like to see Michael dressed? You know? Like,
right.
like where else? If they, like, stopped at a McDonald's or something and had a McDonald's uniform
right.
on. Mm. You know?
Try thinking of, like the funniest one. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I mean, there's the ghost from the first one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a good bit.
Ghost with glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he does his like signature head bashing move on Aaron, to open the stall door.
He does love that move.
Yeah.
And he gets the mask out of the garage.
Yeah.
Out of the trunk. I mean.
Yeah, they're both dead. He does a lot of strangling in this. A lot of
he's a strangler.
Just blunt force.
Mm.
Yeah.
So made the news and Lori hears it.
Yep.
And she's trying to warn Karen, but Karen is dismissive of her concerns.
Mm-hmm. She
move
scares.
On, Mom.
She does that thing where she like
that
scares
was 40
them
years it ago. Was, move was. On.
She scares her daughter like, gotcha, you're dead.
Mm.
Yeah, and she should just start criticizing her. Like, you don't have no security. I got into your door. Like, what are you doing? Michael's out. But they don't trust her. They think she's crazy, and she has this gun, and they're just like, whoa, calm down.
Ray's trying to pull the, this is my house.
This is my house. Give me the gun. Give me the gun. You better be careful before you get shot.
Oh, yeah.
I think Lori would shoot him.
Then he'll the next see. Scene is like the same dynamic, but with the law, where Deputy Hawkins is warning Sheriff Barker that the shit's serious, but he's not really heeding the warning because he wasn't there 40 years ago. Yeah. So it's Halloween night.
Something else familiar happens. Kids bump into Michael.
Oh. Watch out, kids.
Watch out, kids. And then this is just like a pretty cool sequence of events, I would say. Like after the kids bump into him, he turns straight into a garage, grabs a hammer, walks into someone's kitchen, kills them off camera. I think I was a little annoyed with how many off-screen kills there are in this.
Yeah.
But you hear it.
They were saving it for later, for the next one.
Yeah.
All the on-screen goodness.
Yeah. Kills her, gets his knife.
Yeah, classic. Now he's got the whole ensemble.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is like real long take.
Yeah.
It's like very reminiscent of the original. Mm-hmm. All those long ass takes that they did in the...
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's probably the best part of the movie.
Yeah, probably this and like the house fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like this better.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does move really, really smoothly. Really
nice. This is like the Halloween Kills moment of Halloween 2018.
A little appetizer.
It's just like too easy. Halloween night, Michael can just wander and then go into houses and kill people.
Yeah, because people leave their doors open.
And everyone's in costumes.
Yeah. We see the doctor and the nurse, which isn't really important at this moment, but become important in the sequel. Pretty cool to see them, though. You're like, oh, that's them.
He forgets his stethoscope, which happens again in Halloween Kills.
Yeah. And then he tries to use the stethoscope to kill him, which is funny. She spots him, but then like doesn't really pay him any mind. They drive off.
Drive off. Let's go. The sequel's this way.
Mm-hmm. The camera turns into a house, and we see a lady on the phone. I think she just got news of the bus or some killings or something.
Yeah, someone's telling her to be careful, and she's like, I will be.
I'm going
to
lock my door.
I'm going to get my neck stabbed.
Is this when he walks up the side and you see a shadow?
Yes, you see the shadow. It's really good. And then he walks into the back, and while she's like at the front looking out, she drops the curtain. He comes behind her, stabs her through the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't fast enough. Trying to be safe. Yeah.
It's a costume party at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Allison and Cameron are a gender swapped Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that was their big surprise.
Bonnie and Clyde with a twist.
And she's talking on the phone to her friend Vicky, who is babysitting, which
also is familiar.
Familiar.
And then she declines a call from Lori. Bad move.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little boy is really cool, though.
Julian's
really cool. I was like, oh, he's so much better than the other kids in the previous one.
Love Julian.
That was fresh. That felt fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asks his babysitter how much she gets paid.
Yeah. They have like really cute banter.
Yeah.
And then she sends him off to bed. And it's just like, because earlier she was like, you're not my favorite. You're like 10th. And then at night, before he goes to bed, she's like, no, you're my favorite.
Of course that kid is your favorite kid you babysit.
Right.
Allison gets back from making her phone call, returns to see her boyfriend Cameron cheating on her.
With a cat.
That cat.
That tiger.
And and almost worse, Cameron then takes her phone and drops it in some queso.
Yeah, he's like a real jerk.
Yeah.
He's got some anger issues. He really is Lonnie's son.
Yeah. A little tipsy.
True, he is, yeah.
That's just no excuse.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it's bringing out the worst in him.
I think I would have grabbed my phone out of the queso because it's not water. Also, the phone is probably waterproof.
But is it queso proof?
No.
Exactly.
Allison leaves with Oscar, who's in a devil costume.
And Cameron shows up. No, not Cameron. Dave comes to visit Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her man's.
Yeah. And Michael comes to visit Dave and Vicky.
Yeah. There's this moment where Julian's just like looking at his door, like something's wrong. And then it's like, I think when they're together, when Dave and Vicky are like kind of like dry humping, kissing, which is like way more PG than how it went in the original. He comes down. It's like, there's someone in my room. I heard him breathing. And then I saw him. And then
they don't believe him.
They don't believe him.
The boogeyman.
Yeah, the boogeyman. And so she goes upstairs. She does this fake out like, you need to leave. You need to leave now. Like trying to scare him. And then like, ah, it's yeah. Go to bed, boy.
He was so scared.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, Vicky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mike's there. Yeah. He's in the closet.
There's also a familiar shot of when Dave goes out to the garage really quickly of sheets hanging.
Uh-huh.
Just like people still dry their clothes outside here.
Yeah, he's out in the garage checking out the bike.
Yeah.
Did we skip the baby?
We did skip the baby because
Michael skipped the baby.
Yeah,
Michael.
That's important. Yeah. I want to talk about
let's talk
it.
Okay, about
let's
it.
Talk about it. Because it was really tense. I do remember feeling very tense at that moment. And being
there's
like,
a crying baby in one of the houses that Michael breaks into.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael like goes to take a look. And we just saw him kill like the dancer.
Yeah.
So how what are his limits, you know?
Yeah, how far is he gonna go?
Right. Is it just like the baby doesn't pose a threat? Or is it like
yeah, I think he's just not interested, or the baby's right. not scared of him, maybe.
Yeah.
No, the baby's crying. That's fear, probably. Maybe he knows the baby's going to die anyway because he killed everyone else. Think about it. That baby's dead.
Wow.
You don't think
he didn't kill that baby, but that baby's dead.
You don't think the authorities would show up and save the baby?
I think they saved the baby.
I think Michael kills all of the authorities in the sequel.
True.
Except for the dude in the cowboy hat.
Yeah. With only like two officers left.
Damn, is the dude baby? In the cowboy hat going to take care of that baby, Anthony?
The baby's okay.
They got Julian, though. And Julian was like right across the street, wasn't he?
Mm.
Yeah.
Or like next door, I think. Because later they say the asshole kid across the street. Yeah. So yeah, he's like right next door to that house. Yeah. So I think the baby's okay.
I think the baby's okay.
The baby will return in Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
That baby is Michael.
I forgot where we were.
Look, Dave's killed. Vicky's killed. Yeah, Julian escapes. The police are called.
I think I was upset with the way Vicky was killed because it also was like semi off screen. And I was just like, why are you guys shying away here? Like, I came to watch a slasher.
Yeah, they're like
not showing the slash in here.
Yeah, a light slasher.
We see her getting dragged.
Yeah. But the stabbing is like off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we don't even see Dave get killed. We only see Dave when Hawkins is inspecting the house.
Yeah.
He comes down and he sees him in a very familiar way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pinned to the wall by a knife. Just dangling.
The boyfriend special.
Yeah, the boyfriend special. I like that.
Lori's with Hawkins when they're investigating and she gets her 40-year reunion.
Yeah, she spots Michael. Him.
She spots his reflection and shoots, but it's the mirror.
Mm. Yeah. And Hawkins tries to shoot, but as we learn, he's a bad shot.
These cops
I think
suck.
I think that's funny that he was a bad shot in this, and then it's revealed that he was also a bad shot when he was younger.
Well, it's not like he missed when he was younger.
Oh, well, I mean, he hit something.
No, wasn't it that he could have killed Michael and he chose not to?
No, it was that his partner was being strangled and he had the opportunity to take a shot.
Oh, in that part. Yeah.
In that part.
And then later he had another opportunity and just chose not to. Lori does get a bullet into Michael's shoulder through.
Yeah, she hits him.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter. This is Mike Myers we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We get to see Dave's corpse with his 10/31/18 tattoo that he got for some reason.
Yeah, it becomes his death date, which is a bit ironic.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. We also see in this one, and I think this is a reference to Halloween 3, the skeleton, the pumpkin, and the witch.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It also pops up in Halloween Kills again.
Another little candy corn.
More candy corn.
Little candy corn.
It is kind of corny, isn't it?
It's good. Candy corn is a good term. That was a good job, whoever came up with that. I can't remember.
I'll take credit.
Cool. It was Nate. It we can review the tape.
It was definitely not me.
It was Terrell.
The police have got Lori, Karen, Ray going in a car to Lori's compound.
Yeah, and now they believe her because she has the cops. And she's, you know, Karen's starting to panic, calling her daughter. She's not picking up, of course, because her phone's in queso.
Hawkins promises to find her, though, and he's going to bring her back.
Yep. The sheriff wants Hawkins to bring Dr. Satan with him. Thinks he is going to be helpful.
Yeah, right.
Because he knows the killer.
Hmm. This is where Lori meets him and says, oh, you're the new Loomis.
Yeah, you're the new Loomis. And then Lori also says, you know, I prayed he would escape so I could kill him. Hmm. She's badass, if we didn't know already.
There's a line after that where I think Sheriff Barker's like, you were praying too much, or like, stop praying. Right.
I wish you never did that.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Meanwhile, Allison and Oscar are walking home from the party, and Oscar knows a shortcut.
Cutting through some
also
yards.
He's like comforting her because her boyfriend, his friend Cameron, just cheated on her.
Yeah.
And he's like, you deserve so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And better is him.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised you liked him. He's like a little weasel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Making a move on Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, I was drunk.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know that at first. I guess like in the beginning, he's like the likable one because he's funny.
Yeah, he's the best friend.
But then you're like, oh, you're like a slimy young man. Like,
yeah.
You devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shortcuts in the cemetery, and we get some motion sensor light scares.
Yeah.
I like how these this and Halloween Kills they do incorporate. Like our modern technology, I think pretty well.
I think this is my favorite kill. Just the way it's done with the suspense of him moving around in the darkness, popping up somewhere in the light. Thought that was done really well. And Oscar has no idea what's about to happen to him. He thinks it's Mr. Elrod, I think he calls him. And Michael just starts slashing at him. And tries to get away, climbing the fence, but Michael just finishes him off.
He uses the fence.
Yeah.
He's a resourceful mechanic.
Yeah, when his body weight falls, the point of the fence, slides through his mouth, and he's left hanging there. Allison comes running back because she hears him. It's like, come on, stop playing with me. Sees him there, looks over, sees Michael, freaks out. Starts banging on everyone's door, running in the street, but it's Halloween night.
Is this, a trick?
What is this? Yeah, exactly. So no one comes out to help her.
Well, Hawkins and New Loomis eventually do. They get her in the back of the squad car.
New Loomis also reveals that this is where he's interested in keeping Michael alive and understanding, you know, his emotional state and, you know, what does killing do for him?
Studying him in the wild.
Yeah. And they spot him and instantly run him over because that's what you do. You hit him with your car. And then Dr. Satan somehow, while he's being examining him, he's like, he's dead. Michael's dead. You killed him. Hawkins comes over and he stabs him in the neck.
With his little, like,
pen knife.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, this is what it feels like to kill. This is what you go through, Michael.
Sartan's a little freak.
Then he puts the mask on.
Then he's doing a lot. Dumps him in the car, in the back of the squad car with Allison. Allison sees his face up close and personal. Throws him back there with his mask. He plans on making a reunion happen between Lori and Michael.
Yeah, we learned that this whole thing happened because New Loomis
not because
willed
of
it into existence. And arranged for this escape. Mm-hmm. Dumbass.
Dumbass. So yeah, she's trying to like, I think this is next. Leverage.
Being oh like, yeah.
He said something to me. Gets him to stop the car.
Tell me what he said.
And then you hear Michael breathing. You look over and he's already got his mask he's on. Up.
Two things are happening at this time. The gang at Lori's house are getting armed. You know, cocking guns. And
she has an infirmary. And she knows everything about these guns. Like, this is for distance. This is for power. Mm. You know?
Also, just down the street from where the squad car is parked, a Sonic commercial is in progress.
Yeah.
It's just like the cop banter in the car. Just very reminiscent of Sonic commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. You got him a peanut butter and jelly banh mi, which does sound really nasty. But I think it's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a
It's just a baguette.
It's just PB&J.
That sounds kind of good.
With the insides like the of the bread scooped out.
Yeah.
It was definitely actually, better
it's
than
probably
his
like way
lunch.
Too much PB&J, though.
Yeah. To make up for it, yeah. You bite into it and it's just going to fall out.
It's probably goops.
If the balance is right, it could be nice. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't want too much of either. So.
Right.
So they see this car, the squad car, stopped, and they're just like laughing at Deputy Hawkins, who's past his prime, they say.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Satane's head is crushed. Michael stomps it.
Yeah.
Stomps his brains out. Allison runs into the woods.
Yeah, he kind of lets her go like out of the back seat. He was more focused on Sartain.
Yeah. He wanted him first.
She was right there, though. Like, she was in arm's length.
Yeah.
I guess, like, she didn't pose a threat at the time.
Yeah.
And now she does because she could go get someone else.
Yeah. And he doesn't even go after her. He just goes straight down the road to the
house
because
right.
he sees the house.
Yeah,
he kills the cops that are stationed outside Laurie's house.
Yeah, turns one of them into a jack-o'-lantern, like their head.
Mm.
Yeah. The artist.
The artist, that is Michael.
Ray goes outside to, you know, check the officers to see if they found Allison.
Bad move, Ray.
But instead he finds out that Michael found them, mm-hmm. and Michael kills Ray.
Yeah, strangles him.
To death.
Yep.
but Lori and Karen are still safe.
For now.
Yep. And... no, we're really flying through this because it's the final battle.
Yeah.
Here it is.
We made it. Michael is at Lori's house and he's going to punch the glass panels of the door to get his hands through to bash Lori's head into the door.
Which?
And lift her like a foot off the ground.
He's like fucking her up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
fucked up and funny.
But she's got a shotgun and she manages to... to
shoot some fingers off.
She blows his fingers off.
Right, does some real damage to Michael.
Michael.
You can maim him.
I wish she kept that shotgun, though, because that would have come in handy for what follows.
She wants to fight. She wants to go hand-to-hand combat with Michael for some reason.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It seems like the whole town of Haddonfield wants to do that.
Right.
Mm. We got some trap door fun, because, of course, Lori had a trap door. Mm-hmm. Little basement.
The basement.
The kitchen. The island in the kitchen moves. And
yeah, that's where Karen is at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, she's back downstairs in the basement with her daughter. We hear those heavy-ass footsteps, and she shoots. And it sounds like he falls. And for some reason, she goes back upstairs.
Yeah. Well, I guess because they want to get him down, right?
Yeah.
Right,
because
it's
not
trap.
A cage,
yeah.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the when she fall out the window? When's the Jamie the Jamie Lee dummy?
He stabs her. He stabs her in the abs and pushes her off the balcony.
Yeah. There's this whole like
very
suspense
reminiscent
thing
of the
going
original.
On. Where Michael shows that he's pretty smart because he leads her to the closet where Ray is, leads her to the mannequins where he's able to surprise her.
Yeah, this is when she's like rolling through the house, closing the doors behind her.
Yeah.
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 So they're both, so like now she's the hunter and he is the hunted.
Right.
He goes to check her body and it's not there.
You get that sound effect that da-da-da. She's not
just
there.
Like the end of the original.
It's so cool. It's pretty cool. Tables have turned.
Yeah, that's a cool shot. Like as far as like those types of that was recall cool to the original movie go, that one's pretty cool.
Allison shows up. Grandmother. And this helps the gang because it's a distraction for Michael. He hears Allison calling out, so it gives Karen an opportunity to shoot him.
Yeah, she he figures out that the island in the kitchen is like can move. He just flips that shit.
Yeah,
he's strong. And Allison is down there at this point. She got down there and she's like, you know, her mother's like, get behind me. And she does this fake out like, Mom, I can't do it. I'm scared. And then he shows himself and she's like, gotcha. And that part was pretty satisfying too, just for like her character to be like, oh, like she's actually is like useful. She actually is good. She's also Lori's daughter.
We get some good mother-daughter moments there where Lori like apologizes for the way that she raised Karen, but also asserts like look, you're ready.
Look at what happened now. I was right.
It took 40 years, but it's here.
So Karen shoots in, then Lori's back and attacks Michael, and they get him down into the safe room.
Shot him in the face, didn't she?
In the jaw.
Like in the jaw, like the
It was like a cheek shot. Work on the name, girl.
So Karen and Allison and Lori, you know, three generations of Strodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Strode girls.
Trap him, and he's just looking at them, unfazed, unmoved. And Lori is setting off her ultimate trap, which is to burn down the house.
Gas.
Yes.
The house starts to combust, and he's still just standing there looking at them.
No reaction to being burned alive.
Yeah. Now he's pissed. Nice. We see that later on. We see just how pissed he is.
Lori and Karen and Allison, they get a truck to stop.
Yeah, pick a truck in. Is just passing classic by.
Texas chainsaw style.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
As the house burns.
Mm-hmm. I love the final shot, the zoom in on the knife in her hand.
Bloody knife in Allison's hand.
She also is dressed like Lori in the first one. She ends up like with a, you know, gender swap Bonnie and Clyde thing. She ends up looking like Lori.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like before that, one more shot of the basement though, like ablaze. Mm-hmm. Michael's not in the shot.
Where'd he go?
There you go. He found the safe corner to hide out in.
And apparently, though, I don't think we stayed in the theater to see this, and I didn't keep watching it whenever you watched it to see it, but there is a post-credit scene where you just hear Michael breathing. So guess what? He survived.
He survived.
The sequel just came out.
Right, yeah. And that's Halloween 2018. Yeah. Guys, we did it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now.
Is Halloween 2018 a movie?
Yes.
Or a film?
Oh, I'm going to.
I think it's a movie.
I love the suspense.
I agree.
I'm going to agree. Three movies. Movie.
Movie. Oh, sorry. That was too many.
Oh. I thought you were going to. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. I guess post, I will just say that I enjoyed this more the second time watching it. More so because of the second one, which is interesting. I'm very much so looking forward to the third one to see that complete picture that they got going on.
I'm worried.
You're worried?
What's up? Talk to us.
What are your concerns?
They're just gonna kill Lori and Michael and the sheriff guy. And
you think Michael's gonna die?
Yeah. And then they're gonna suggest that he didn't.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
We'll see.
I like the second one because it was, it felt like no consequences.
Yeah, it was really just
like, let's just watch him kill people. Let's just watch and that's Michael. Why that's why we watch these movies, right?
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Not to see how the trauma affected Lori 40 years later.
That's why Jamie Lee Curtis does these movies.
Right. Mm. To show the trauma.
Yeah. I'm not I am in the Nate boat on this one.
I'm a bit Team Michael.
I like that we all liked Halloween Kills, even though the general public
There was no division here.
Everyone hates it.
It's pretty wild.
I'm surprised that we're all in agreement that it was fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what is that?
Yeah, what is that? Like,
like not even one of us is like,
I know, there's no. No.
And you know how I felt about the first one coming into it, so.
And I hated the flashbacks.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, yeah. It was,
but it was fun.
Ended up being fun. And just like, it showed the kills. It was a slasher.
There were just like interesting choices throughout. Like, there were times when I was watching, I was like oh, like, okay, like, this is what's happening. Cool.
Like, I think Halloween Kills is even more of a movie than Halloween 2018, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Love that. Yeah. Yeah. I do hope and. This will be a really long night, but I kind of do hope that Halloween Ends is like the same night. I feel like it's a long night.
It's getting late.
It's getting late.
It's getting late.
It's going to end.
Well, I think we're going to see Daybreak.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That's how it ends. You know, it's November.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
And then All Saints Day or
is that what
Dia
it is?
De los Muertos for like a little Spanish flavor. Who knows?
Right. We see Lori come back with the orange petals.
Okay.
Just like, come this way, Allison.
Just
remember
never ends.
Me.
Your mother's here.
Remember me.
Right, there's a Remember Me Halloween mashup.
Thanksgiving. Oh, no, wait. That's, never mind.
That's a, Is that still happening? Make that happen, Eli Roth.
So, we're on social media, at Movie Film Pod, on Facebook and Twitter, and Instagram, and we've got a Patreon. Yay. There's currently 15 episodes of The Rundown, so if you want more movie, film, check that out, patreon.com/moviefilmpod.
Yeah.
And, you know, after this episode, we're going back on hiatus. We're going to resume the hiatus. And
this was a holiday special.
And our goal is to come back for more holidays, for one or two Christmas episodes in December.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I guess those are the hints for whatever the next movie or film we do is.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening. And, you know, we have 119 other episodes that you can go back and listen to now. We've got quite the library, so please enjoy. Movie.
Movie.
Film.
Film.
We sometimes say, like, a funny thing at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna yell, go see Halloween Kills, but, you know.